along, I withdraw for short explanation. Did you ever attend one of those parties, those social functions, where everybody wants to do a little something immediately after dinner? Do you ever notice a certain young fellow, he's one of those lovely fellows, you know, that's very obliging. Immediately after dinner, he just bounds and gets right up and starts to sing. He's called upon, naturally. You know those fellows, he's a young fellow. He drinks perfume, you know, one of those fellows that only a mother can love. And immediately after the dinner, the lady's giving you the fare, she announces her guest, and she calls upon him in this manner. She says, "We will next have the pleasure of hearing from Mr. Cerise." Cerise, you know what I mean? His name used to be Lavender, but he changed it. He had a little trouble. And as soon as he gets up, he starts to sing. And he says, "Till the sands of the desert grow cold." You know what I mean? One of those fellas, you look at him and you don't know whether to, you know, all you got to do with this fella is just give him two glasses of port wine and he wants to go in the smoking car and sit with all the men, you know.
Present at a courtroom as a visitor, I mean. And while there I was present at an interesting scene. A man, he was arrested for his 10th or 15th crime. The judge looked down and sternly said, "What's your defense this time?" The prisoner was silent and was thinking for a while. Then answered, "Judge, my defense is in the latest style. Insanity, insanity. I was insane, but now you see the good law has the best of me. The rich, who brave, the laws, they all go free. If you've got the dough, they let you go. Just plead insanity." Little recitation. They met for just a moment. They'll never meet again. For she was but a Jersey cow, and he a passing train. Kipling. By a lunatic asylum not so very far away, beside it runs a little stream, and there the other day a man was fishing for the sport he thought was his delight. He fished for about 6 hours, but he never got a bite. A lunatic came out and watched the man with hook and line. Then laughingly he said, "You've got the same complaint as mine. Insanity, insanity. There hasn't been a fish in there since Washington crossed the Delaware. Come on inside and keep me company. Winding those reels and mend your wheels. It's pure insanity." Ready for a little song entitled, "When You Are Sick, They All Bring You Fruit and Sit on Your Bed and Eat It." Another little ditty. "I didn't raise my paw to be a jitney." In a cozy little parlor with the lights turned way down low, sits a lovely maiden and her Sunday evening beau. She is just 18, he's 21, it's time they both had sense. To hear their conversation, it would make you climb a fence. "This oofty goof, luff, puffty puff, ain't I your pitchy pie? If ooby goof should prove untrue, would pitchy witchy die? Insanity, insanity. There's only one cure I can tell. Marry them and they'll both get well. That soft-boiled talk is as simple as can be. They say it's love from heaven above, but it's pure insanity."